Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're bombarded with deadlines, expectations, and constantly shifting goals. And then there's that nagging uncertainty about what's around the corner. It's enough to make anyone want to curl up under a blanket and hit the snooze button for the rest of our lives. But here's the thing. We don't have to be ruled by pressure or anxiety. We can actually learn to stay calm, focused, and even empowered in those high-stakes moments. Today, we're diving deep into how to navigate uncertainty and thrive under pressure. Because trust me, you've got this. Now, let's get real for a second. Ever felt like your heart is racing, palms are sweating, just because that big presentation is coming up? Or maybe you're facing a tough decision and every option feels risky? You know that feeling when doubt starts creeping in and suddenly everything seems overwhelming? Well, I'm here to tell you there are proven strategies, techniques, and even mental mindsets that can help us not only survive but actually excel in those pressure-packed situations. Think of it like this. Stoic confidence isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them without letting them control us. 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Control what you can, let go of the rest. This one is a game changer. We can't control everything that happens in life, let's face it, sometimes things just throw curveballs our way. But what we can control is our reaction to those curveballs. Focus on the things within your power. Your effort, your attitude, your preparation. Let go of the need to control every detail and trust that you'll navigate whatever comes your way. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button in your brain. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're feeling overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and really feel your feet on the ground. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and bring clarity to your thoughts. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever notice how our thoughts have a huge impact on our feelings? When things get tough, it's easy to fall into negative thought patterns, I can't do this, this is hopeless, etc. Challenge those thoughts. Reframe them in a more positive and constructive light. Instead of I can't handle this, try this is challenging, but I'm going to find a way through it. 4. Prepare like a boss. Knowing you've done everything you can to prepare can make a world of difference. Whether it's a presentation, a big project, or even just a tough conversation, put in the time and effort beforehand. This will boost your confidence and reduce anxiety knowing you're ready for whatever comes your way. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't forget to acknowledge your progress along the way. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Celebrate those wins. It keeps you motivated, builds momentum, and reminds you that you're capable of achieving amazing things. Let me share a quick story with you. I remember once I had a huge deadline for a project. It was a massive undertaking, and the pressure was on. I felt that familiar knot in my stomach, my mind racing with thoughts of what if I fail. Instead of letting that overwhelm me, I took a deep breath and started breaking down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. I scheduled dedicated time for each step and celebrated every milestone I achieved, finishing a chapter, completing a research section, etc. By focusing on what I could control, reframing my thoughts, and celebrating small wins, I was able to not only meet the deadline but actually exceed expectations. The bottom line is this. Staying calm under pressure isn't about being superhuman, it's about developing tools and strategies that work for you. It's about acknowledging your feelings without letting them control you. By focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, reframing your perspective, preparing diligently, and celebrating your wins, you can not only survive but thrive in those challenging moments. Remember, you're stronger than you think. Now go out there and conquer whatever comes your way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of stoic confidence. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.